Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming couple appears in court in Clarkston, Washington stabbing case. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A Wyoming couple accused of orchestrating a knife attack on a Clarkston man appeared separately Monday in Assotin County Superior Court. According to the Lewiston Tribune, 68-year-old Thomas Krogman was recently convicted by a jury of first-degree attempted murder and conspiracy to commit murder. His sentencing has been delayed 45 days to allow for a mental health evaluation and is now scheduled for March 16th. Prosecutors are seeking a 40-year prison sentence along with more than $5,000 in court costs. Krogman remains in custody at the Assotin County Jail. His wife, 65-year-old Phyllis Krogman of Gillette, appeared by video and is asking for a change of venue, arguing that publicity surrounding her husband's case could bias a local jury. Prosecutors disagreed, saying juries have been seated in high-profile cases before. The judge will issue a written decision and set Phyllis Krogman's trial for March 2nd. The charges stem from a June 2nd stabbing at a Motel 6, where 72-year-old Daniel Henry was attacked multiple times but survived. Prosecutors say Phyllis Krogman helped plan the attack and her husband drove from Gillette to carry it out. Wyoming Senate President Beau Bightman considering run for Wyoming's U.S. House seat. Senate President Beau Bightman says he's seriously considering a run for the state's lone seat in the U.S. House of Representatives. According to Cowboy State Daily, Bightman, a Republican from Ranchester, said during a Tuesday interview that he's forming an exploratory committee and speaking with potential supporters, but won't make a final decision until after the legislature's budget session ends in March. Bightman said, "I've got a huge responsibility and a huge job to finish," noting the upcoming 20-day budget session begins next week. The House seat is open after Representative Harriet Hageman launched a bid for the U.S. Senate. Several Republicans have already entered the race, including Secretary of State Chuck Gray, businessman Reed Rasner, and former Superintendent Jillian Balow. As Senate President, Bightman will play a key role in shaping this year's budget session with major issues including state spending, property taxes, energy policy, judicial reform, abortion law, and the future of agencies like the Wyoming Business Council and the University of Wyoming. Bightman says a decision on a congressional run will come once lawmakers wrap up their work in Cheyenne. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.